It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Now, I've said in our study of the book of Proverbs that men will usually go their own way, but the path of wisdom is not the popular path. And I've been speaking about fools, because the Bible speaks of fools. Fools greatly outnumber the wise. And I wonder today, are you part of the foolish majority, or are you part of God's minority group, made up of those who take His word seriously and act upon it? Proverbs chapter 13, verse 19 says, "The desire accomplished is sweet to the soul, but it is abomination to fools to depart from evil." Well, the word abomination in Proverbs chapter 13, verse 19 that we just read means something that a person hates and something that makes a person sick. Well, what is it that fools really hate according to Proverbs chapter 13, verse 19? I believe it says there it is to depart from evil. They love sin and want to continue in it. And on the contrary, if men and women fear the Lord, they will depart from evil. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 7 says, "Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil." Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 16, "A wise man feareth and departeth from evil, but the fool rageth and is confident." And then Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 6, "By mercy and truth iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord men depart from evil." By mercy and truth. That's the way a person is saved. It's by God's mercy. And it's by the truth of God. Jesus Christ said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh to the Father but by me." And this is the way a fool gets saved. This is the way a person is no longer a fool, is because of mercy and truth. And that mercy and truth, once again, comes from God. Well, the Bible teaches us that a fool is known by the way he lives. A fool does what is right in his own eyes, according to Proverbs 12:15. Let me read that. "The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise." Well, the fool has rejected or disregarded God's standard of righteousness, and he has established his own standard of righteousness. Instead of God's way, he has chosen his own way. How do you think a fool will react if you tell him he's wrong? You know, many people today believe that they measure up to what God expects of them. In other words, they measure up to God's standard. But we don't measure ourselves by other people. We are measured by "Thus saith the Lord." We are measured by the Lord Jesus Christ. The only way that we can come up to God's standard, measure up to Him, is through the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is the way for the unsaved person to understand that that's the way to heaven is through Jesus Christ. And for the saved person to measure up to God, to do what God wants that person to do, that saved person, is to do what Christ says to do. And that is to get into His Word, study the Word of God, pray and seek His face, grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord. We gain that grace and knowledge of the Lord and wisdom by getting into the book, the Word of God, by doing what He says. Well, Proverbs chapter 28 and verse 25 says, "He that is of a proud heart stirreth up strife." The fool thinks he knows more than anyone else, you see. The verse goes on to say, "But he that putteth his trust in the Lord shall be made fat." And I've said this before, I believe, about that verse. I love that verse because when I put on a little weight, then I go to that verse and it says that those who trust in the Lord, who trusteth in Him, putteth their trust in the Lord, shall be made fat. Well, that's not what it's talking about, of course, about literally getting fat, your body getting fatter. It's talking about growing in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, being successful as a saved person, of following the Lord and doing what he says for us to do. Verse 26 of Proverbs 28 goes on to say, "He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool, but whoso walketh wisely, he shall be delivered." Well, the book of Joel talks about being delivered. And then we read in the book of Romans chapter 10 and verse 13, it says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." In the book of Joel, you go back and read that, and it talks about being delivered. It's the same thing. "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered," shall be saved according to the word of God. In Jeremiah chapter 17 and verse 5, "Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his own, and whose heart departeth from the Lord." Jeremiah 17, verse 7 goes on to say, "Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is." There's only one way to heaven, and that's through the Lord. There's only one way to be successful as a saved person, and that is through the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who saves us. And we need to trust him and do everything that the Lord says for us to do in his word. But a true fool acts like a fool and lives like a fool. The following matching problems reminds us that a fool is known and recognized by the way he lives. Listen carefully to these proverbs that I'm going to read. Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 16. "A fool's wrath is presently known, but a prudent man covereth shame." A fool's wrath, a fool will just fly off the handle for no reason, it would seem. But a prudent man covereth shame. Proverbs 14:3, "In the mouth of the foolish is a rod of pride, but the lips of the wise shall preserve them." Proverbs chapter 10, verse 18, "He that hideth hatred with lying lips, and he that uttereth a slander is a fool." Proverbs 10:23, It is as sport to a fool to do mischief, but a man of understanding hath wisdom." Proverbs 19:1, "Better is the poor that walketh in his integrity than he that is perverse in his lips and is a fool." Proverbs chapter 19 and verse 29, "Judgments are prepared for scorners and stripes for the back of fools." According to the six verses I just read, a fool will not listen to reason, will not do right, enjoys doing evil, and saying perverse things. Proverbs chapter 17 and verse 12 says, "Let a bear robbed of her whelps meet a man rather than a fool in his folly." See, fools can also be very dangerous, according to God's word, and it would be better and safer to meet a bear robbed of her young cubs rather than to meet a fool in his stupidity. Foolish men sometimes act worse than wild animals. Proverbs chapter 26 and verse 1 goes on to say, "As snow in summer and as rain in harvest, so honor is not seemly for a fool." Well, it is not very fitting and appropriate for there to be snow in the summertime. We all know that. And Proverbs 26:1 says that, but honor is not very fitting and appropriate for a fool. In other words, it just doesn't look right. It doesn't fit the fool. Now, giving honor to a fool would be as appropriate as having a snowfall in August. Snowball fights, now, it's according to where you live. I don't know about Alaska and places like that. It may snow in August, I suppose. But think of the hot summertime of snow falling down. Giving honor to a fool would be as appropriate as having a snowball fight in midsummer, we'll say. And snowball fights do not belong in August or in the hottest time of year. And honor does not belong to a fool. We're not to give honor. And we look around us today and we see all these Hollywood stars that we put on pedestals, all these Hollywood stars that speak of the devil and imitate the things of the devil, make money by acting like the devil, speaking and cussing and cursing and going against everything that God says. These people are sometimes put up on a pedestal, and the Bible calls them fools because they do not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Now, I'm not saying that all people in Hollywood are lost and on their way to hell. I'm saying that there are those who are lost and on their way to hell because they have never trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Well, there are many cults today, and the Bible is clear how we are to deal with those who are members of a cult when they approach us on the street or come to our homes. 2 John chapter 1, verses 9 through 11. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. If there come any unto you, and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds. We as saved people, we are not to wish a cultist, that's the fool, good. We're not to wish them good as they continue their journey of lying to people about God. Conversation with a cultist for someone who is saved but not well versed in the Bible is dangerous. Even saved people are sometimes taken in, fooled by the seeming goodness of the fool, that's the cultist. Cultists lie. God says to the liar, that's the cultist, the fool, who refuses to listen to his, and that's God's truth, as found in the Word, the Bible, that they will not be in heaven, but in the lake of fire. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 22 says, who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. The Jehovah's Witnesses, that is a cult. I would think that most people know this, but there are people who do not know that. Now, they can be saved just like anyone else. Anyone can be saved by calling and trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ, but they do not recognize Jesus as the Savior. They do not recognize Jesus as God. Revelation 21 verse 8 says, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. These people who knock on your door, representing that they represent Jesus Christ, but yet do not believe that Jesus Christ is the Christ, that Jesus Christ is the Lord, that Jesus Christ is God, they deny that, you're not to wish them Godspeed. If possible, you need to hand them a gospel tract that has the plan of salvation in it. And I've been approached before. People have knocked on my door, and they will start telling me something. I'm saying, well, I have something for you to read. And most times, many times that I've done that, they will not receive what I hand them to read. I do not wish them Godspeed. I simply tell them I'm praying for you that you will know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. God can save them just as he saved you and I. If a person says he or she represents God and does not believe Christ as a Savior and does not believe that Christ is the only way to heaven and does not believe Christ is God, well, that person is not saved according to the Scriptures. John chapter 10 and verse 1. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. John 14:6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. God wants fools to understand and be wise. Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 5, it says, O ye simple, understand wisdom, and ye fools, be ye of an understanding heart. God wants all of us to be saved. He wants every person in this world to be saved, even the fool who says there is no God. Pray for each other as saved people that you will have the courage to stand up for the Lord Jesus Christ and pray for those who are fools who have never trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.